Hello, everybody. This is Santos and Regis Mitchell.
You know,
this is a constitutional change.
You know, I know some people.
Welcome, everybody.
Can't stand other people. But, you know, why can't we use...
With us today, we have
the previous CBC members. Why can't we bring them into the conversation? That'll create unity.
We do, but is that something they're wanting? Or do they like that everyone's working against each other instead of working together, collectively?
Well, those, you know, those people that don't want to work with other people, you know, they don't have to. No one's going to force them to. But those people that are gung-ho and they want to be part of the development and a part of good ideas, they would.
Okay, you were going to talk to us about hemp. okay. You want to discuss the hemp?
Your thoughts.
What your thoughts are?
Yeah, what are your thoughts about the hemp project?
They approved the resolution.
Really?
It was approved, I think the date is September of last year. But they recently, I want to say in May, did something with that resolution, but then nothing was done with it. There was no... They just approved it, and that was it.
Yeah, that seems to be going on a lot with resolutions. They approve them, and nothing gets done after that. They just get approved, and then they lay stagnant.
To come up with an idea and not do anything about it, you know, it's just a waste of time. Hemp is a good crop. It's a crop, you know. Mm-hmm. And it can just be used for so many ways. Somebody did a study. No, I looked at that on internet, and I read some of that stuff, and it's a wonder deal, wonder crop.
Well, it has a lot of benefits, you know.
A lot of uses.
Mm-hmm. We have tribes right now that had taken advantage of the hemp, getting into the business of hemp, and they're going a different direction. They're doing the hempcrete, just like concrete, and they're using it to build homes and businesses. They're thinking outside of gaming, outside the box. And there's, like you said, there's a lot of uses for it. Yeah. It's just which direction you want to go. I think as for our tribe, it's something, you know, we should definitely look into it. Don't just pass a resolution. And
you could even make bottles, and they're degradable.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's very eco-friendly. The thing about it, though, is hemp, the industry, the laws, and everything with that is changing every day, so you need an individual that is dedicated to making sure that we're in regulation. And that was the other thing. When they passed this resolution, they just passed it. It was nothing specific like saying you can't grow hemp and you can't grow hemp. It was like everybody can grow hemp, but that opens the doorway to illegal activity. When you just pass a resolution and have no
guidelines.
Regulations and no guidelines, and you just throw it out there. And
hemp is only illegal when you try to bypass regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to grow hemp, you have to do it on a large scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, you can make bottles out of hemp. It's degradable. You know, and there's so many things you can do with hemp. Yeah.
Well, Ford Motor Company is making car parts out of hemp, and we lost out on that grant long time ago. And
the gray part.
That's our problem. We think casinos and nothing else.
Yeah,
our brain is dead. Our leaders' brains are dead past casinos. They can't think past casinos.
Look at our cattle growing. When, you know, they proved so much money for it, They bought the trucks and all this sort of stuff, but they have, I don't think they bought the cattle yet. You know?
25 head, yeah. I believe.
And who's gonna raise it? You know, you, like I said, you're gonna need a 24/7 job. And if you don't, those cows will jump the fence and go places where you never find them.
You know, when I was looking for somebody to transport my cattle, I went and called that program, and they got me in touch with somebody in EPA, and they said they were going to call them, and they were going to call me back, and they never got a call back. So,
well, probably what will happen with the cattle is the same thing that happened with our buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Horses.
Yeah.
You know, they had those horses down there with their hooves. You didn't tend to them. They were just clumps, you know, couldn't hardly walk.
No, I was trying to hire my own people to help me, you know, with my cattle, and I can't even go to the tribe and get help that way. I can't even go to the tribe to hire somebody to help me, you know, with my cattle.
Well, if they got a truck and trailer, they should be able to help people, tribe members that need it.
I got nothing. I had to do it all on my own.
And the other thing,
the white man for help.
And where are we keeping these cattle exactly? You know, we have lots of property to put it on, and are we utilizing any of those pieces of land that we own down south? You know, where are they being kept? Down south in this area? Where? And it's just, there's just a lot of questions and which direction we're going. And like you said, it's a 24/7 job.
Well, my objection to it all is that we get news that we have a truck and 25 cattle and a trailer, and we're gonna do this. Where was the discussion before that? Where were the people informed to where they could do some input?
See, that was first brought up by Red Elk, and when Willie was the chairman. And Red Elk is he's a frustrated farmer, and so he's the one that always kept that farming deal in the thinking of the CBC. He always thought of that. I think several times I've heard him talk about it. Because he used to go to CBC meetings, you know. And so,
is that going to be on the budget now? And where does the money come from?
Yeah, where did the money come
from
for the cattle?
They approved a $64 million budget, but then the CEO from gaming said maybe 52 to 54 we'll get. Not 64, and then they vote on 64 like they never heard or say anything. So they have already overspent money we don't have, and then they throw in the cattle company.
Now, what I'm worried about is that after this stimulus money is gone, we're not going to have no per cap. Because they're not taking care of the casinos. They're not cleaning the casinos. There's no one that's doing any marketing on the casinos. You know, our CEO down at Walden, she doesn't know anything about marketing. So, like I said, after the stimulus is gone, we ain't gonna have no. Because that's what's saving them right now. Is the stimulus. That's why we didn't get any money from the stimulus.
Well, I don't know why they put it a second payment in February unless they're drawing money off the interest of it.
Well, in order to draw interest off money, you have to have money in the bank. So what money's sitting there drawing interest, and then you pay us
off the interest? Well, like I said, we don't know anything.
Yeah,
we're
all having to guess. We're all sitting
if
here.
If we could have an open CBC meeting, maybe we could get some
answers.
We can't ask the question and get an answer, you know. So everything we got is just conjecture.
Well, Well, what makes me think is they don't have answers. We got the questions, but they don't have the answers, and that's why they're avoiding.
They haven't even thought of the questions that we would ask.
No.
You know, that's where we're at right now. You can't tell me June's thinking ahead. He doesn't have the ability. And I keep mentioning June. I'm sorry, but he's kind of the type of people we got on the CBC. I'm not insulting them. It's just a fact.
There's a lot that take advantage of what they can get right now and don't worry about anybody else as long as I can get what I can get now.
Their aspirations right now is to get their monthly stipend.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're getting more than the $250, which the Constitution says.
They have to be. They sit on all committees, so of course they're getting more than
$250. Well, I mean, even for the CBC meeting once a month, they should be receiving $250 that day, but I'm sure they're not.
No, they have meetings like two or three times, and they get a stipend every time they have a meeting.
Well, the
that's their objective.
Well, and with the people being kept out and not given any information, we can't come back and say, okay, this is wrong, and we need to get together and discuss this because this isn't the right way to do things.
We can't.
We don't have a say.
Yeah, we can't ask them how much stipends have you had this month. Whether they would answer you or not, or truthfully, we still have a chance to ask them, but not in this situation with not being able to have a CBC meeting.
Well, anything past the $250 they're supposed to receive by the Constitution would be considered double dipping.
But they're getting stipend in the vicinity of $400.
Mm-hmm.
That $250 is long gone.
And if in $250 we've had Gallant and it was what 76. Well, yeah, it needs to be raised, but we need to have a meeting and the general counsel vote on that to change it.
Why do they need a raise?
Well,
they don't get on the CBC to a livelihood.
Right.
You get on there because you're genuinely concerned about the tribal members' well-being. You're representing the tribal members, right. But as it is right now, it doesn't look like any of them are representing our tribal members. They're only representing themselves, as we all seen with this ARP housing money.
Or go back to the flag incident in Cache.
Yeah.
What was the representation there?
You are right, but let me say this. The superintendent is going to correct that. He did come back and say he reacted too quickly, so the situation is being corrected. So.
All right, great.
Yes, so I'll keep you guys informed on that situation.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, so. But it's just...
What was it?
The flag incident where the Cache superintendent, he a parent complained about one of our Comanche tribal kids carrying the flag into
Comanche
a football
flag.
Game. Yeah. And he reacted too quickly without hearing all the sides. And then now after the fact, he's gonna correct it. He's actually waiting on the students and the parents.
Well, tell Roger what our tribal leadership did in our name. To help us with the school district.
You know, the tribe does a lot of that money that we get from BIA and helping the schools. You know, you look at Elgin's parking lot, you know. They've done a lot for schools. I don't know what they've done for Cache, but I'm sure Cache, they've helped Cache out.
Yeah. And even the chairman went and talked to the school district. What did the chairman have to do with that?
He went and spoke with the superintendent, and he did say that if the superintendent wasn't going to allow the students to carry the flag, that he would definitely rally up the people to carry the flags for the kids, and that's exactly what happened. We had that parade. We had a great turnout, actually. So that was done on the tribal members' behalf, but, you know, again, with that situation, the superintendent was listening to one person.
But do you think, too, with Lawton High and MacArthur letting their name, bringing the flag, that has something to do with making the superintendent Cash look like a little person?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure that's why he changed his mind.
Yeah,
too, because,
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
The surrounding communities that did allow their tribal. They said too, they stood with Cash. They did state that. We stand with Cash. You know, if the superintendent's not going to allow the kids, then we're going to allow our tribal members to do it for that.
Yeah.
For the kids there with Cash. So
Walden High School let them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Eisenhower and MacArthur, they all did it.
That next week, they let them bring in the flag, command the flag. Okay, what would you like to say today? What is on your mind that is something you want to stress or that worries you or upsets you, or do you think we're doing great?
I want answers to all my questions. I want answers to my questions.
Okay.
Whatever question I have. I think that'll move our tribe. You know, we're all division dogs. You know, you got those that like Mark, and you got those families that are catering to Mark, and Mark is talking about this and he's talking about that. But we don't know what they're talking about. We don't have any idea whether it's a waste of time, if the project is feasible. You know, there's a lot of people here that we've got a lot of experience just by living and seeing things that worked and didn't work.
Okay, I don't want to say rumor, but there is some conversation about our chairman doing a sole source for an individual.
Yes.
Okay, now that's against Accountability Act. Would our chairman be automatically out if this happened?
Not unless we agree to it.
Well, the Accountability Act, they have kept people from running. They kept them from getting jobs. They kept him from applying for things. Okay, if he's guilty of that Accountability Act, which they've applied to every tribal member, if he's guilty of that, shouldn't he be gone?
We got to put the problem solving in y'all's
Constitution. See, and that's what we have said from the beginning. The Accountability Act is not in the Constitution. The only place it was put in the election ordinance, but the election ordinance coincides with the Constitution, and this was just thrown in there. People used it on the CBC because they didn't like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, now that should have been in the Constitution because
mm-hmm.
we voted on that. We had an election, and we voted and it passed. It passed by 70-some-odd.
Not the Accountability Act. It was never brought to the people.
Yeah, I'm getting mine mixed up.
You're talking about the qualifications of
yeah.
degrees. Yeah, the Accountability Act was never brought to the people for a vote.
But you got to put what's going to happen if they don't follow it.
Well, you got to put it in there that this is going to happen first. This Accountability Act put it in the Constitution, say, okay, this is what's going to happen. And then put, if something happens and you're not abiding by it, these are the consequences. But it doesn't say either. So really the Accountability Act isn't worth the paper it's written on because it doesn't, it shouldn't apply to anybody because we've not passed it.
And my question is, why are we still using the Accountability Act now? Because didn't some of the CBC members, wasn't that their platform? When they get in there, they were gonna get rid of that Accountability Act, and here we are.
But you have.
Some 2 years
you
later.
You have two people on the CBC now. One, should never been able to run because she had two houses from housing. one she filed bankruptcy on, and the other one, I guess she just didn't even pay, which we know Michael Burgess couldn't run because of that same issue.
Yeah, they said the same thing about him.
They neglected to say anything about her when she ran. And then the other one had lived in a house where the Comanches paid for it, drove up, they had their relatives driving around in a van, which is a kickback, and that's okay. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, it's okay for some people, and for others, it's not that accountability act.
Well,
if you're gonna use it for one, then it should apply to others. But it never should apply to anybody because it was never passed.
Yeah, exactly. But it was brought to the attention. Remember when she was running and they were going to not allow her run because of that? Well, it was something else.
I never heard that when she was running.
Of course we didn't. We didn't because it never got to us because who was the election coordinator at that time went back to the CBC and said, you cannot do this to her.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot. So they all agreed and they allowed her to run. And then the minute she's in the position, she denies you on the very same thing.
Right. 21 years ago.
Yes.
And hers was recent. What, 2010 or 14?
It was 2014. Yeah.
But the Accountability Act says from this day forward. So, which tells me nobody on there can read.
Because that was supposed to have been from 2017 forward. Not beyond, and that was the argument. And those, you're right. We didn't hear that. We never heard that
right.
She was denied to run because of that situation, because it wasn't an issue.
Yeah, the only way we heard about it was when they went up there and they complained about it. You know,
Tom and Chief.
Yeah, those two guys,
Justin and Willie and Billy and Saw Pity, what's her name?
Janet, that's right.
Yeah.
Janet.
But that's what I'm saying. We should never implement anything that's going to hurt our people. If they owe to tribe money, work it out. Let them get it paid. So that, you know, if you want us stronger together, throwing them out and saying, well, you can't work for the tribe and we don't want you up here and all this, then that's not together.
You know, that's true because. They messed up themselves, so by the Accountability Act, it would have kept them out. And but I'm like you. I don't go for that litmus test. You know, I think everyone's got a chance. I do think there needs to be an age limit. I think that because you can't tell me that a 22-year-old guy got the experience of a guy that. 32 years old.
Right. And you can't tell me that somebody that's never, hasn't lived here, and hasn't been around the people all their life, knows anything about us.
They don't.
Right. And I'm sorry, but we're not the military.
Yeah.
And we're never going to be the military. We're who the military shot and killed, right? So, I mean, why would we want to have anybody that's going to try to change us to that? And that's what we bought.
That falls into something you can't combat because you've got the families. You know, you'll always have, look at our lawyer. You know, he ain't worth a darn, but he's got a lot of family members.
Well, he's not even licensed in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We're just pitiful.
I don't think he's that up on tribal law anyway.
And it seems like when something comes up, it's only a small group of people that hearing them and do, or that, like with the cattle company. It was never advertised. We were never informed of this. We have natives who can farm and raise cattle, you know, but they were never given the opportunity because some people were put in there, and that's the same way with a lot of the positions and our programs. People are just put in there. What else would you like to stress today? As an elder, what do you see in our future?
Like I said, information and a lot of things. because a lot of us older people, you got to hammer that into us. You know, we can't think like we used to. And elder people are kind of intimidated. Not that they're scared of getting hurt, but they just don't think. They've seen it so much over all these years that they just think it's fruitless to chime in and suggest anything, you know. Because, you know, you look at a mark, and it's worthless to even bring it to his attention because he knows everything, because he's been in the army, you know. I appreciate people that have been in the army, you know. That's in the Navy, Marines, I appreciate them. They did their part. But why do we always march every time? I get tired of marching.
I agree. Yeah, and we have to respect our veterans. That's
not to insult those guys that didn't come back.
Right.
You know? And nothing but respect for those people. Because they protected me.
That's right.
But we just kind of want to be military type people. The communists a long time ago weren't military. They did it because they tried to save themselves. But they enjoyed a family life. You know, they hunted and went here and went there, you know. And they might have had some, they might have kept different tribes out, but that was more or less taking care of their homeland. But I just don't think anything you say to Mark is going to register with him. Yeah. Same way with Lenny, you know.
Do you think they just already have their mindset and that it doesn't matter about anybody else?
They don't value your opinion.
Oh, okay. That could be too. And our group here, we've got our amendments approved now that we're going to be going out and getting signatures. And I've heard the same thing. Well, what good is it going to do? They're going to still do whatever they want to do. Or, as long as I'm getting my cat, I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's not the way to be, and that's the way it's made us, though.
Look at us, we're a small group. And we should have had a bunch of people in here. We should have had 20 more people here because they're interested. There's almost a few that carry the banner. You know, there's almost a few. Like, it was me and Susan and Mr. Noni at Brass's Heart. We met down there at the library when Wallace, when we got the information where the tribe was in the red, you know, how much money they had wasted. It took us 3 meetings to register on people. Then they got disgusted with Wallace. Wallace heard about it, and so he quit. Retard. You know, he says they retard.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for us three, that information would have never got out. I always managed to be one of those people, you know. Because my folks, my dad was a man of integrity. He called a spade a spade. He wasn't mean. But he called a spade, and he's what he taught me.
Yeah. Well, my dad was the same way because his dad was, and you know, my grandpa did business for the Comanches and loaded the corn, and my dad would always say, your grandpa wouldn't do this, and your grandpa would say this, and not, you know, so that's the way we were raised.
But I always could count on somebody to back me, and that was Sarah Settleblanket.
What's your name?
Sarah Settleblanket, that's right.
was my great grandmother.
And there are we all get calls and texts from people.
Yeah.
But they're scared.
Yeah.
Some of them are employees, or even some of them are their family members.
Yeah.
And they're scared of retaliation.
Yeah, retaliation.
I understand their position too, because they're taking care of their family stuff. I understand that, and I don't expect them to. But somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah blanket. She didn't pull hair. She used her fist.
Oh. And on that, we'll conclude.
Yeah.
And we hope that you'll come back and give us more of your wisdom.
Yes.
And we appreciate you very much for being here today.
Really.
Maybe I didn't put it right, but it's, you know, as you can decipher what I meant. You know.
People know what you're talking about.
Everyone's well aware of the situations going on, and you know, everyone, like you said, everyone has a different opinion of everything.
But just think what we could do if we all got on the same page. Mm-hmm. If even half of the people that are at meetings would say, okay, let's all get together.
If we had 20 people, we could make right.
Right.
So you heard him. If we had 20 people.
Where's those 20 people?
Where are you at, people? 20 of you. Or more.
Thank you.
Also, what Deb said earlier, we are going to be out collecting signatures for these three amendments that we are trying to get passed. So be sure and tune into our Facebook page and see where we're going to be, and because we're going to Anadarko, we're going to be in Walters, we're going to be traveling, and we're going to also need volunteers to help get signatures as well. So keep listening in.
Is it valid if I take a couple of sheets?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.